Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
When an industrial business like a concrete plant or a hazardous waste processor sets up shop in a residential neighborhood, arguments for economic growth and public health often clash. As Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, those tensions are especially high in the neighborhood of Mountain View, south of Albuquerque, where dozens of polluting businesses border neighborhoods, community centers, and schools.
In a big open lot next to the railroad tracks in the South Valley, Ruben Montoya is watching as a truck driver moves a load of bulk plastic from a rail car into his 18-wheeler using a giant vacuum tube that sucks up the little white beads. It's a process called transloading, where workers transfer materials to and from trains. Today, it's plastic pellets. On another day, it could be anything coming through the rail lines.
When gas prices were a lot higher, we did fracking sand for some of the oil wells up north.
What's in those trains over there?
We got the liquefied petroleum gas. It's propane.
New Mexico Transloading, or NMT, is one of many industrial businesses in Mountain View, a neighborhood south of Albuquerque's city limits that's zoned for both heavy industry and residential use. NMT has been renovating their property recently to be able to handle more capacity. Owner Jamin Hutchins is standing by, smiling at the construction.
It can't happen fast enough. I don't know, it gets prettier every time I'm over here.
Hutchins sees this as not just a moneymaker for her own business, but as an opportunity for economic growth for the whole area. More transloading deals with rail companies mean more materials coming through and more jobs for people handling those materials along the way.
A lot of people are really excited about this. We've had customers, people calling, emails. It's been very encouraging.
And over the years, the county has had that same attitude. They've characterized industrial development in the South Valley as an economic success story and focused on this area as a foothold for development in the county. Bernalillo County government has zoned this area for heavy industry, giving companies handling hazardous materials a legal right to operate here. Problem is, there are people living here too, some just across the street. There's also an elementary school nearby, and people in this area have high rates of chronic diseases and other health problems that can be caused by industrial pollution, or at least made worse by it.
This is really something that the use is allowed, but there's all these other questions about how's it going to impact, you know?
That's Enrico Grotti, who works at Bernalillo County's Planning and Development Department. Those concerns about impacts to health and quality of life are real, but so is a big need for jobs. Unemployment in Mountain View is almost three times higher than the rest of the state.
As this kind of moves forward, we're going to see impacts probably, and it's going to have to be a dialogue.
And so far, the neighborhood side of the dialogue has not been too welcoming. People have been complaining about loud noise and bright lights. They worry about air pollution from train and truck exhaust. And they say if anything goes really wrong, say an explosion or a fire while NMT is transloading a crude oil tanker car, they'll be at serious risk. And there's no FEMA evacuation plan in place for the area. Here's one neighbor, Mark Rudd, speaking to NMT's manager during a community tour of the facility.
There's been a number of accidents with rail tankers exploding. I mean, imagine if you had to live next to that.
Now, are you an expert in crude oil, or is this just something you Googled?
Conversations between NMT and its neighbors can get heated like that, but not everyone living nearby opposes the business. David Nieto is a South Valley native who works at NMT.
I don't want my kids being hurt on it, you know, and I wouldn't. If I think this was going to put any kid in jeopardy, I wouldn't be for it.
Nieto says there are all kinds of safety precautions in place to make sure no accidents happen.
I don't know. I don't see nothing wrong with it. It got me a job. You know what I mean? So it's beneficial to people that are going to need a job.
And therein lies the conundrum. In an area that's 80% Hispanic or people of color, where opportunities for work are in short supply, how should the county be trying to improve things for people here? One answer both the community and the county seem to agree on is to attract new, clean industrial business to the South Valley. Things like Admiral Beverage or U.S. Foods, two distribution companies that have gotten started nearby with the help of county subsidies. But right now, with over 25 polluting businesses and a 7.5-mile stretch of Mountain View, there's a long way to go before those kinds of companies eclipse dirtier ones. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
Public Health New Mexico is funded by the Cone Alma Health Foundation and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more at publichealthnm.org.